if you're a NIL kid making all kinds of money right now, you're looking to buy your first house, I want you to think about Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. You may get a Prime Lending NIL deal. And Prime Lending loves helping you right now with your mortgages, with your refinances, with your remodels. It's the place to do it. A lot of people are, the summertime is the busiest time ever for moving. And so you're looking for that next home. You're trying to figure everything out. And let Prime Lending be one of the companies you talk to. They've streamlined it. You're going to get the best rates. And they streamlined it. You're going to love it. So great friends over at Prime Lending. We're lucky to have them here locally, PrimeLendingSC.com. We spent the last half or last segment there talking about Nick Saban's comments about Texas A&M. 7 o'clock, folks. Let me give you the quote. Nick Saban was talking about Texas A&M and talking about NIL and talking about Alabama. And the quote is, I mean, we were second recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made them a name, image, and likeness deal. We didn't buy one player, all right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. It's tough. Now, one thing lost through all this is, Morgan, the, I don't know if people quite understand this. The rules say that you cannot entice someone or give inducements to a high school player to come to your school based upon NIL. Texas A&M recruits were agreeing to NIL deals to go to A&M. It's clear on this. You can't get more clear on this. A&M broke the rules. What Saban is saying is we did it the right way. Our NIL people, the $3 million made by 25 players were made by players already here. A&M, that was not the case. A&M went 8-4 magically, just signed all these great players. They were promised money. What A&M did was they tried to circumvent this idea that we're not induced to, and there's all kinds of ways, depending on what the definition of is. But to be extremely clear, they blatantly broke the rules on this. Now, Texter makes a good point, 9452. I believe Saban used the opportunity to tell future recruits, look at what Alabama brand can do for you. He did. And remember this, Saban also mentioned that one of his players had a $1 million deal. His quarterback had a $1 million deal. And my thing is, indirectly, you will find that out, right? So remember I told you last year, Emory Jones was telling players he had a $1 million deal at Florida. He got beat out at Florida, and now he's at Arizona State. They didn't get their money's worth out of it, sure. But players find out, hey, man, what are y'all making? Now coaches can't go out and do it, but they said the collectives, one of the things now is collectives can go out and tell recruits this stuff. It's against the rules, man. Like, it is clear if you're giving money to or promising money to high school players, that is an inducement. Now, you can lawyer up and do whatever you want to do, but it's not right, it's not legal, and it shouldn't be done. Now, Deadhead Tiger, great listener, bright guy, says, no, wrong. As a Clemson alum and fan, I'm happy we're still doing things the right way. We're getting beaten in the recruiting trail, but buying players is going down lead down a rabbit hole that I don't want to be a part of. I just had this discussion with a friend. We're both in college football. We both agreed that if college football splits into two different directions, when we want to go in the amateur role, the direction we're headed right now is a circus. I don't want to buy a ticket to. He goes, that's the big question and debate right now. If college football splits, which direction do you want Clemson to go in? Pay for play in NIL or full amateur college mode? He goes, I don't want to be a part of it, of the haves, if it requires everything I think it will require. I enjoy cheering for people who succeed in college football as players and not doubting their commitment based upon the desire to be a part of an NIL and an age of influence. That's his 2 cents. And I think a lot of people feel that way. But what that's going to mean is, do you feel like you don't want to compete anymore?
Right? I think there'll definitely be teams that say, hey, you know what? You guys have your fun. We're going to go back to an amateur style of college football in the past.
But if you choose that mode, my guess is that you won't be as good as those because in the end, the more talented players will choose money over the amateur model.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the way it's going to go. I think you're going to have a league of maybe not 130, maybe 60 teams that really want to give the money put to be able to buy into this.
Yeah.
And players are going to get paid. Dabo may have to retire, you know, depending on who you talk to, but right. what his comments have been in the past. But I think that you're going down that route where we've made a situation where it's worse, and now the only option to me is to pay and to have an even playing field. I don't see it. I mean, honestly, with these collectives, and I'm just talking collectives in general, another question I'd like to know is how long can you keep going when it's not supposed to be a recruiting enticement, right? But simply having a pool of money and being able to publicly say, hey, we've got an endowment here of, or I don't know if you'd call it an endowment. I don't, you know, but we have a pool of money with a collective that's $10, $15 million that we spread out over players. Well, I mean, anybody that's then in high school knows, hey, well, Clemson has X amount of money.
Yep.
And Georgia has X amount of money, and it's public and it's legal and it's within the rules. Is it right? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean,
you really don't know?
There's no regulation.
So you think it's, let me just ask you this. Do you think it's okay that if one has more than the other and the players know about it, that they would choose that school not based upon depth chart, coaches, majors, school reputation, that it's going to come down to where I can make the most money? Is that okay? Like, that's what I want the determining factor to be. Like in the NFL, what with the salary cap, you sent me a great thing about the Colts and salary cap stuff. What if it was, all right, the reason that the Colts are going to win the Super Bowl is the Colts are going to spend $400 million or everybody else spends $200 million. Is that what we want? We want the idea that one team, you just got through Formula One. Formula One now has this, that the reason that Lewis Hamilton won was because they spent more money. Is that what we want? The team, the richest team is going to win. So you're going to win because of your bank account, not because of coaches, not because of player development, not because of nutritionists, not because of weight room guys, not because of your school's so good that Stanford is this academic success story. You can go get a great degree at Stanford or whatever. Not because of any of that. It's because that we have oil money. We have more money. So we're going to decide this based upon a ledger sheet. That's who we want to win in college athletics.
Talking about oil money, I mean, you know, you see what's happening in the PGA. They're already trying to, like, upend the entire league because of Saudi Arabian oil money.
Right.
But and a texter, KT from Athens, this is what I get a lot of times. And I don't know how to respond, really. I'm thinking about it. But it says, Mickey, the most talented players are already going to six or seven schools before NIL. And I always get that response of, well, Morgan, you know, you're complaining about this, but it was just under the table before. It's just in the light now.
Right. Now, I will tell you this. People in college football tell me, yeah, they've heard of people getting low five figures. In other words, 10,000, 20,000, something like that, under the table from a booster, but not getting $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, and $700,000. That's the difference to me. That's the difference in going 62 and a 55 and going 95 and a 55. So that's different. And you can say however you want to explain it, but there's a difference in kidnapping and a difference in running a stop sign. There's a difference.
And we were sold this idea that it was a Disney Plus story,
right,
of guys that really need the money.
Right.
And it's not that at all.
Well,
I mean, it's Lamborghini. Now to be Bijan Robinson's advocate here, he is already on the team. But my argument is it could have been a tactic to keep him from the portal. No, you know, we never even thought about that until Jordan Addison.
That's the deal now. Anybody needs to go into portal because if you know, just see what my value is to all that. KT and Athens, it's a decent point they were going to six or seven schools, but the reason they went to six or seven schools is because you invested into the experience. You could go play for Nick Saban or Kirby Smart or Dabo Swinney or Ryan Day. You could go play in Kyle Field or Bryant Denny Stadium or Death Valley. You could go get developed as a player to go to the NFL. Those were the reasons, not because of they actually went out and spent more money. I've got no problem with saying, you know what? As a school for amateur athletics and student athletes, we spend a lot of money on dorms. We spend a lot of money.
They get nice dorms.
Right, we spend a lot of money on football facilities, training facilities.
Nice facilities.
We spend a lot of money on coaching staffs. We spend a lot of money on weight room staffs. The idea of that, that's above board. That's legal.
Have you seen Clemson chef? Man,
unbelievable.
She's amazing.
Right. So, but that's to me, because you're still an amateur, that's the way those teams separated themselves. They invested that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
at the college model is different than, and like the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour, these guys are professionals. It's their job. I get it. So it's just a matter of philosophically, what are you doing?
And you got texture from the 803, basically talking about the marketing side of things. You know, I'm a marketing guy. I do CRM type stuff. And Clemson MBA. So I kind of understand the marketing side of things. And I'll be honest with you. There'll be times where the businesses that are out there that have no ties, which goes back into recruiting, they're going to say, hey, you know what? Maybe it wasn't worth the return on marketing investment. Maybe it wasn't worth it. And they may back away from it. Maybe your Dr. Peppers back away from it because they have no personal tie. But do you think Nike and the personal tie to Oregon is going to back away from it? No, they're not.
Not only that.
Do you think that Lamborghini of Austin, Texas, which I really hate the local car dealerships because that is obviously an incentive to play at a specific school.
Yeah.
Anything local is an incentive for a specific school, no matter what. I mean, the best player in Austin, Texas is probably Cade Klubnik, and he's not going to get a Lamborghini from the Lamborghini of Austin, Texas because he went to Clemson.
Right. The misconception that some have here is that these companies will, there'll be a market correction. That we're not getting our ROI, so we'll stop doing it. Sure, they will.
There will be from businesses those companies that are not invested in other ways.
Right. But, yeah, the billionaire at Miami, he doesn't want a return on his investment financially. He's a billionaire. He's going to give money to Miami basketball players at the tune of over $800,000 to one and to the tune of who knows what their current star made. He's $1 million. This guy is pennies. He doesn't care about that. He's not looking for an ROI. He's looking to go buy players to give Miami basketball a chance to win, Miami football a chance to win. The idea of him actually receiving any kind of commercial success based upon his investment, man, billionaires don't care about hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's pennies. He's doing it for his ego and for his school because he's a big fan. You're not going to stop that. And to me, that's it. Yeah, if you want to talk about local businesses, there could be some market correction from that. And there should be.
Could be, yeah.
And there should be. You owe it to your shareholders if that's the case. Yeah, I get that. But a billionaire doesn't have a shareholder.
What's nothing to a thousandaire? Yeah. What's nothing to a thousandaire? I'd like to know.
Pennies.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Pennies. You're a thousandaire. Yeah, pennies through all that. Anyway, Saban hit the nail on the head, and Saban keeps talking about it's not sustainable. So, one of the things that Saban mentioned, and one of the comments that he mentioned yesterday, is that if the NCAA doesn't get some protection from litigation, I mentioned that word a billion times now. I'm a billionaire with this word. It's the litigation and the fear of it. That whether we get some sort of antitrust or whatever it is, the federal government standpoint is not going to change because we cannot enforce their rules. That's the key issue here is. It is, you have to find a way to be able to enforce your rules. The judges, the litigation has gone against whatever rules you have. My answer again is, form a private club, and the private club can make whatever rules they want to make. There, you cannot. Title IX says you cannot discriminate based upon sex, and Title IX is right about that. Yet there are a bunch of clubs out there that are all male clubs, all female clubs. You cannot do it based upon race. There are white clubs, black clubs, Asian clubs, Mexican clubs. There's Hispanic clubs. You cannot discriminate based upon religion. There's all Christian clubs, all Jewish clubs, all Muslims. There's clubs out there, but there are private clubs, is the point. And you got to find a way to make this a private club that you join to avoid litigation. That's the answer, in my opinion. Tomorrow, 8:25, we'll get the folks from Tiger Impact to talk more about NIL here at Clemson. When we come back, we did this yesterday. It was a success. We're going to try it again today. Rapid fire top five. Text it in. 986-1566. Anything in sports, anything outside of sports, Morgan and I are going to give you a top five list. 986-1566. Top five rapid fire in a short break right after this.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel. Me llamo Sean.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language. Like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
3 weeks. It's incredible. After 3 weeks, I'm on vacation in Paris, having a conversation in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn. Use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
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 Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. Imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate, too. Invest in comfort and savings. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Has the automotive chip shortage stalled your earnings? Get your career back in gear with Glenraven, makers of high-quality, high-demand Sunbrella products. Sunbrella is constantly researching and developing new ways of bringing durability, comfort, and style to the places people live, work, and play. All Glenraven Sunbrella manufacturing plants are hiring. Whether you're an experienced manufacturing pro or new and willing to be trained, full-time employees have the opportunity to work 40 to 48-hour work weeks. You'll earn highly competitive pay plus premium pay for night shifts. In addition, Sunbrella offers paid vacation, paid holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, 24/7 fitness centers, and more. Join an established company and get back to full-time in no time. Apply today at join.sunbrella.com. Visit join.sunbrella.com today to get your career back in gear.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
At Diamonds Direct, nobody tells our story better than our own associates.
I hear from customers that come in how shocked they are. They're able to, only with Diamonds Direct, afford a diamond that they never in their wildest dreams thought they'd be able to get.
People are just thrilled with what we offer.
I have exponentially more to choose from. The resources that we have, all the way from our wholesale roots, really untouchable.
You come here to Diamonds Direct, you know it's something special. You know it's something that is one of a kind, and you got that at such a phenomenal value.
To be a jeweler and have this kind of firepower, we have all these mountings, all this selection, all these diamonds, and incredible prices is just unmatched.
And I think our customers appreciate that we are so open and honest about every part of this process.
What they're surprised by is the extent that we go to provide an unparalleled, luxurious shopping experience.
This company has a 60-year heritage in diamond cutting, diamond mining, diamond wholesaling. So there's no possible way to get any closer to the source than with Diamonds Direct.
We won't be undersold.
Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Store hours and directions at DiamondsDirect.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me.
My great friends at Zero Res, Greenville, 558-7300. Graduations, getting ready for the summertime, getting all cleaned up, late spring coming up. Morgan, thank you for your service. They have a military discount over there as well. Can't thank you guys enough for that. I didn't know this. You were 17 years old when you joined the Army.
Yeah, my dad says that. He's listening right now. He thankfully to him, I got in there. I said I wanted to join. They said, kid, you haven't finished high school yet. You're in 11th grade. You can join the reserves, though, but your dad's got to sign. My dad signed. 9/11 was such a big deal to me, even though I've never been to New York. And my grandparents, aunts and uncles, some of them been in the military. So, you know, that's why I served. But
awesome.
Love the discounts, though.
Thank you.
Even if I get a dollar, I want it.
You've earned that. You've earned that for sure.
I ask it every time.
Well, they've got it at Zero Res. Zero Res has a military discount over there. Ask about that. ZeroResGreenville.com. Get in touch with them. 558-7300. 558-7300. All right. So yesterday we started this thing. On text, 986-1566, you have to text it in. Any top five list. All right?
I don't know how I feel about this.
You're going to love it.
Not very good under pressure here.
No. You're going to love it. Now, thing is, we can change by the end of the segment. We can also go back and add in, oh, yeah, I forgot about this movie, this guy, this book, this car, this whatever. You can add one in. So this is rapid fire, top of your head stuff.
Okay. That's not very good for me.
Daniel says, Mickey, got to hear two things. Top five Clemson quarterbacks, top five golfers of all time. Are you ready? Top five Clemson quarterbacks. also up for consideration, Homer Jordan, honorable mention. Charlie Whitehurst, honorable mention.
So you got a notepad. You got an iPad over there. I got to get something.
We got pen and paper here. We actually have it. So write it down. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Number five, Woody Dantzler.
Okay.
Number four, Taj Boyd. Okay. Number three, Steve Fuller. Mm-hmm. Number two, Deshaun Watson. Number one, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. I'm going to go Deshaun Watson, number one. The first guy to win the national championship and for me to see it. Then I'll go Trevor Lawrence, number two. After that, I'll probably go Taj Boyd, three, and then Charlie Whitehurst, four. Never lost to South Carolina, by the way. And number five for me would be Woody. I mean, I feel so bad putting Woody at five.
Yeah.
Because he really was kind of my first quarterback that I grew up with and actually understanding the game and getting involved. He was kind of the first for me.
You had one thing wrong there.
What did I do wrong?
Trevor's better than Deshaun.
This is not better. This is just in my mind.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to be wrong, be wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
Who do you want with 2 minutes to go in the game after Jalen Hurts scores a touchdown? Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that would you rather be up there or would you rather be up 44-16?
That's true.
Take him out and put in a backup to run the ball down their throat in the fourth quarter.
Alabama didn't want to play that game.
No, but yeah, right. Top five golfers of all time. In consideration, let me write it down right now. Let me go the other way on that one. Nicholas Steele, one. Tiger Woods, two. What is this one right here as far as that goes? The third greatest golfer of all time.
I mean, you got 3,000 to choose from.
Oh, millions or hundreds.
Millions.
Yeah. Let me study on this a little bit.
My buddy Kenny Shockley was the Southern Oaks champion a couple years ago.
He's not going to make this list, though. Kenny, good job. I'm sure you're great. You're awesome. You're not going to make this list.
I mean, number one, can you not say Jack Nicklaus. Tiger Woods? I don't know.
Jack Nicklaus won, Tiger Woods too.
Okay.
Let me go by majors here. Most golf major championships. Because that's where we're going to do this.
You know, the book by Harvey Penick?
Yep.
That changed my golf game. So I don't know, he really wasn't
Red Book.
Yes. I know he wasn't like the top golfer, but I love him.
All right, let me give you this. Hagen won a different time. I'm not going to put Hagen in the top five. I put Ben Hogan in the top five. He'd be three. Bobby Jones would be in the top five. And then number five, so that's Nicholas, Tiger, Hogan, Jones. For number five, we'll go Walter Hagen with 11 majors. We'll give him that one.
Daily.
Won the career Grand Slam. Not even close. Not top 100.
Yeah, no.
Not top 100.
So for me, Tony Romo's pretty good, right? I can put him up there. I only watch the celebrity things where they're halfway, you know, having adult beverages and halfway, you know, there's like songs playing in the back. There's people at the beach, you know, cheering as they're swinging, which is completely against the rules. You know, I'm a rule follower here, so I wouldn't be distracting the golfers.
Barkley in your top five then.
Who? Charles Barkley?
Yeah, he'd be in the top five.
Man, that is a painful swing. I'm better than Charles Barkley.
Here's a texture wants to know top five Pearl Jam songs. Are you ready? Number one, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter.
Okay.
Number two, Just Breathe. Number three, Yellow Ledbetter. Number four, Black. And number five, I'm going to shock you with this. I'm going to go with Last Kiss.
Two of those aren't even on your playlist here for me to play during the break, so that's kind of concerning. We're going to need to update that. John Height, where you at? Going to need to update this.
704 texts in, top five composers. Schubert, number five, Bach, four. Brahms, whatever, three. Mozart, two. Beethoven, one. I'm going to go, yes. I'm going to go with that one. Texas says Alive needs to be in there, for sure.
Now, you do have Alive here on the list for me to play.
Texas said, no Palmer in the top five. Arnold, and I get a lot of Arnold Palmers in there. Palmer is borderline top five. But Palmer, once Nicklaus came along, Palmer's career struggled there at the end. Palmer's under consideration, but not there. Texas said Deshaun over Trevor every day. Not even close.
Yeah, you were wrong on that.
No. Go ask the Clemson staff. Go ask those guys off the record what they think. And they'll tell you that Trevor Lawrence was from day one till day one, you know, whatever. Deshaun Watson had a better cast around him as well. Trevor Lawrence, you talk about national championship. Trevor Lawrence blew away Alabama national championship game against the team that was supposed to be the best team in college football history. Deshaun was great, and it's a close second, but not even close. Trevor's a better football player than Deshaun Watson, for sure. How about this one? Top five Clemson wide receivers.
Top five Clemson wide receivers. Yeah. I think number one for me would be DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I guess, I'm thinking about, it's hard to not think of their NFL career as well. So if I take their NFL career out, I'd probably say, you know, either Mike Williams or Sammy Watkins. Yeah, Sammy would be number one. Then maybe Mike Williams, then DeAndre Hopkins. Because Hopkins, you know, he was kind of bitter about that, playing secondary to Sammy.
Well, he should have been, because Sammy was a better Clemson player here. As far as Clemson goes, look, there's a lot of guys in the conversation, all right?
Renfro.
Hunter Renfro's in the conversation. Perry Tuttle's in the conversation. T. Higgins in the conversation. One guy, the most underrated wide receiver in Clemson football history, is Tony Horn, who didn't have good players around him, didn't have good quarterback around him. Tony Horn was a superstar, but before his time, it didn't do it long enough. But in the conversation, but top five ever. Number five, Jay Butler. Superstar, speed guy, Ring of Honor guy. Number four, Rod Gardner. Number three, Mike Williams. Number two, Nuke Hopkins. Number one, Sammy Watkins.
Have you seen Rod Gardner now?
No.
He's a bodybuilder, man. He is, his body is amazing. Ripped, jacked.
Well, we have that in common.
Yeah.
Tech said not top five, but love Terry Smith. Yes, Terry Smith was in that conversation.
I didn't really get Tony Horn. Tony Horn, I had a football card of him. Woo! From the Rams. I didn't really see
him. He only did it for a short amount of time. He didn't have a very good team around him, but Tony Horn single-handedly kept Clemson in the game against Florida State 1 year. Man, that guy was just amazing. Top five liquid beverages. I'm going to go number one, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Is it? I mean, it's so good, I almost think they're lying to us.
You think it's real Dr. Pepper?
Oh, I think they're lying to us.
Number two, Diet Pepsi. Let's be clear about this. Diet Pepsi is better than Diet Coke.
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
You gave me that look like you all of a sudden just hate me.
You know, Culver's has Diet Pepsi, and I force through it. I would prefer Coke Zero.
Really?
Coke Zero is number one for me.
My wife is a Diet Coke fan, and I am a Diet Pepsi fan through all that. Number three on the liquid beverages. I don't know other kind of beverages besides liquid beverages. Number three is cold coffee.
Cold coffee's good.
Yeah, coffee.
Cold brew?
Iced
coffee?
Yeah, ice frappuccino type thing. Yeah.
It's got milk. Would you put ice in milk? See, I put some ice in milk sometimes. I want it extra cold. My wife thinks I'm crazy.
I don't drink milk anymore. Human beings weren't supposed to, adults aren't supposed to drink milk.
That's true.
So we're not supposed to do that.
I like to be Santa Claus sometimes.
And number five, I'm going to go with any milkshake. That's a liquid beverage.
It is.
So milkshakes in there. Milky.
Chocolate? Vanilla?
Oh, vanilla, of course. Vanilla's the finest of the flavors. No one would get confused that chocolate's even in the same category.
Cookies and cream, maybe?
Yeah.
No, Coke Zero for me, number one. Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew is also one of those ones where I'm skeptical whether or not they're lying to us.
Diet Mountain Dew is good.
It's basically sweet enough to really trick me.
For some reason, I feel like a Texas A&M fan when I drink Diet Mountain Dew. I feel like I'm cheating, like I'm dirty.
Yeah, they're lying to us.
Yeah. Top five grill smokers, all right? Grills or smokers. This is Jeff and Manning. Number five is just the old charcoal, the old briquettes, right? What your dad used in the backyard, just that one. That's number five. Number four, Weber, the propane and Weber. Number three, Blackstone, griddle. Number two, Traeger.
See,
smoker.
Now you're getting away from the white New Balances. You're getting a little bit too expensive for me.
And number one, Big Green Egg. In summary, charcoal briquette, little portable deal. Number five. Number four, Weber of the propane. Number three is the Blackstone griddle. Number two is the smoker, the Traeger. And number one, Big Green Egg.
I got to be honest here. I know I'm going to get a lot of negative feedback from this,
mm-mm.
But I got a grill. My father-in-law handed it down to me because I didn't buy my own.
Yeah.
I maybe have used it twice. I'm 35. I don't really grill. It's not my thing. I don't know. I just, Never really did it. My dad, man, he makes some pork tenderloins.
Yeah.
I should have learned from him, but I just haven't. That maybe could be my Father's Day goal, is to go to his house and have him show me the way.
My friend texts in Antoine Wyatt at wide receiver. Man, Wyatt was a great athlete. I remember I was at Georgia. Rodney Williams was doing the sideline. We're playing at Georgia one year, and Clemson has nobody.
Is this D-line before TDs?
Oh, no. Actually, it's not leather helmet days. But Antoine Wyatt was Clemson's offense, and he was the only player they had. And I talked to Rodney before the game. He goes, hey, Wyatt's out today. I was like, what? I should have got my car and go home. I think Clemson got beat like 40-14. Ouch. I should have got my car and got one home then. Without Antoine Wyatt, Clemson had nothing at that point in time. So, and Tech said, Traeger has nothing on a rec tech. Maybe so. I get rec tech stuff. I get it. Pit boss, I get it. Smoker, in other words, is second to the lump charcoal number one. But I'm interested in the Blackstone with that. And so, and now one thing we'll do in the top five, maybe tomorrow moving forward, is top five things to put on the grill. You know why you're not a smoker or a griller yet? Because you're 35.
You got to be older than 35?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's controversial take right there.
Give it time, buddy.
Give it
time?
It's
an acquired taste. You'll like it. Yeah, you'll like it. Texted Derek Hamilton, in the conversation, but not top five. It's an elite club, that top five. Again, five, Jerry Butler, four, Rod Gardner, three, Mike Williams, two, Nuke Hopkins, one, Sammy Watkins. Hey, short break. Bradley LeCroy joins us on the other side right after this. Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Mail. Testosterone replacement plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. Get that weight off and keep it off with our new peptide weight loss plans. ED problems? We can help. Get unlimited ED meds for an extra $100 a month, or try the P-Shot combined with our shockwave therapy. Get your alpha back. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here to tell you about Buff City Soap. You'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. They have beard oil, pet soap, bath bombs, laundry soap, body butter, and more. The Munson household is sold. Nourish your skin at Buff City Soap with two locations to serve you in the upstate. Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Spring is here, and Bennett has Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders available for sale or rent at our locations. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Takeuchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or online at BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi, two names you can trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit, forhims.com/radio.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Great friends of Upcountry Fiber. For a stronger connection, go with Upcountry Fiber. That's on your phones. That's in your streaming options. That's in your television. That's in your home or your business. It's Upcountry Fiber. Check them out online. It's upcountryfiber.com. Their Facebook stuff, their Twitter stuff. Very simple options, payment options, very simple plans. The best for a stronger connection in Greenville County, Anderson County, Pickens County, Oconee County, Spartanburg County, Upcountry Fiber. Great sponsors of the show. We're in our Upcountry Fiber studios right now. We love what they do for us. It's upcountryfiber.com. To our guest lines, Bradley Leroy, Clemson Baseball joins us. Coach, on a game day, thanks for joining us, man. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Mickey. How about you guys?
Great. I just want to make sure you're not still in the dugout in Charlottesville or stuck in a hotel room in Charlottesville. I wonder if you guys are going to play. You're back home now, I hope.
Yeah, we finally made it back home. The trip to Charlottesville, that would never end.
Oh. Hey, was there any thought about not playing late Sunday? I know school, we couldn't have done it when school was in, but was there any thought about maybe just bagging it and headed to the beach instead of playing the third and final game?
Yeah, there was. There was. I mean, I think if both coaches, you know, wanted to do that and not try to play it, we could have probably ended up, you know, not playing that third game on Sunday night and playing a two-game series. There was also thoughts, and we got league approval from the ACC to play on Monday, you know, to extend the series to Monday because of weather. And since we were out of school, you know, no class would have been missed. But, you know, we decided to go ahead and play on that Sunday night instead of with our travel arrangements going to Coastal on Tuesday and playing Monday. It would have been too much. And I think they were supposed to play on Tuesday, but they ended up canceling that game. So it didn't affect them. So, yeah, it was a little bit different weekend with the weather. And, but fortunately we were able to play all three games.
All right, I got to ask you a big picture question. Just your personal thoughts on these teams that are canceling games late in the year, and it seems to be the only reason they're doing is RPI. Your personal thoughts about teams that are canceling as a result of that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I know you want me to probably not want to give the political correct answer, but, you know, just to be honest with you, I don't think it's right. You schedule the game. If there's a real reason where it's travel conflict, weather, something like that, I understand. You know, I do think that going forward, starting next year, you'll see some kind of penalty if you cancel a game, or they might put a new formula in where your two lowest RPI games do not count towards your RPI. So we avoid this. You know, I don't even know who started. Maybe Texas A&M started a couple weeks ago, and the people have just followed. And I understand why they're doing it. I mean, you know, the RPI is such a big metric when it comes to getting into the NCAAs. And if you play a home game versus a team that's, you know, 150 or above, especially in the 200s, it's gonna hurt your RPI. And the difference between, you know, being 35 and 40 could be the difference of getting in or not. So I understand why they're doing it, especially when there's no penalty. But I would think that our coaches association and committee would probably do something about this next year.
Well, I mean, one, first and foremost, don't schedule the game. I mean, Tarleton State's not going to be good in baseball. You knew it when you signed them up. They're not going to be very good. So don't schedule the game. Number two is, hey, coach, I thought every game mattered. I thought every rep in the weight room mattered. I thought every inning mattered. Every pitch mattered. And now you're telling me take the easy way out and quit on something? I don't know, man. That'd be a hard sell for me if I'm a free-minded, thinking, conceited athlete right now. You're telling me how every inning, every game, every midweek game, and all of a sudden, you're telling me it doesn't matter? So we're not going to play it? I don't know. Interesting stuff there. Hey, review of the weekend up in Charlottesville. You got one. I thought you needed one. You got one against a good ball club up that way. What'd you think of the way you guys played up in Charlottesville?
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, we competed all weekend. They've got a very good club. Game one, we got out to a 4-0 start. And game one, what got us is we gave them too many free passes. You know, Mac was cruising through three. Rainstorm came in. Couldn't get a grip on the ball, throw strikes, walk some guys, get some free passes. And then once we continued the game into Saturday, you know, we battled and gave up that one big inning. We're in there in the fourth where they scored seven with the free passes. But, you know, for our guys to respond the way they did and come back out at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning and you know, put it on a top 10 team, competed at a high level. And Jeffrey Gilbert pitched amazing. And then Austin Gordon, the freshman, came in and closed the door there at the end. Swung the bats good all weekend. You know, game three was, you know, tell of we out-hit them, but they had two big home runs. And their third baseman, Giloff, is a big-time player. And he got in a situation where he capitalized and hit a three-run jack to extend the lead. And then we made a run there late. Had the tying run up in the ninth inning with Blake Wright. You know, you couldn't ask for any more, and he had a great at bat, fouled five or six pitches off, and then their closer, you ended up making a good pitch on him there to end the series. But, you know, we left that place, and obviously we want to win all three. We got one, which is, you're exactly right, is what we needed. Could have used the other two, but we were proud of the guys, the way they competed against a really good club, tough conditions, tough decisions for the home team with the weather. You know, we went back and forth to the hotel three or four times during the weekend, setting the dugout for multiple hours. So it was a tough situation, but our guys competed, and we were proud of them for doing that.
Just a note in the future, let's don't schedule Coastal Carolina, man. They just put it on you twice this year. You got to give the Shining Colors a lot of credit for what they did, especially in those early innings and jump those big leads. I imagine you'd probably be pretty impressed by what you saw from those guys in the two games this year.
Yeah, they're playing at a high level. I think they've won 17 out of the last 20. And we just didn't play well Tuesday night. You know, we got beat. We got beat by a very good team and a team that was motivated. I think we were dragging a little bit from the series and then, you know, busing 7 hours down there on Monday and then turning right back around and playing. We were dragging. It wasn't an excuse. But you got to give them credit. They're playing at a high level right now, and they got us twice this year. They're going to do well in their conference tournament, and they're going to be a problem for somebody when it comes to NCAA postseason time.
All right, big game tonight, 6 o'clock, 3 o'clock tomorrow, noon on Saturday. I guess one of my questions is why 3 o'clock on Friday? What was the deal there for playing an afternoon game tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, I think it was because we just wanted to keep it the same schedule we always keep.
Okay,
and not to play a night game and have to turn around and play a noon game. That's
makes
a quick
sense.
Turnaround.
Yeah.
Because those.
Do we lose coach there? I'm going to put him on hold. Try that one there. You see that number up there? See, let me see if I get him back. Coach, we got you to get back again. See if that one, because I got one more question about Boston College. See if you can get it back on there. Morgan, thank you so much for that. 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 pregame show, 2:30 pregame tomorrow, 3 o'clock first pitch, and then Saturday noon with 11:30 pregame show. So here we go with Coach. Coach, got you back now, man. Sorry you dropped on that deal. Quickly, yeah. Boston College, this is the biggest series of the last series. This is the biggest series of the year. A lot at stake ACC-wise, NCAA tournament-wise. Tell us about the thought process going into a really big series, a home series.
Yeah, obviously it's a big series for us. We're pretty close to clinching the ACC tournament berth, but we're playing for more than that as well. You know, with the way that our RPI is and our strength of schedule, we can take care of business and win these games. You know, we set ourselves up to be right in the conversation to get in a regional NCAA, and then obviously we can make a run in AC tournament too to build that and boost that resume next week. But we're at home. We've been playing really, really well at home. Boston College, they haven't had a great year. You know, this is gonna be it for them. They're not moving on to the tournament next weekend. I'm sure they'll come out. They'll be loose. They'll be having fun. There'll be no pressure on those guys. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us. And their Friday night guy, Thursday night guy, then the game one starter who will pitch against us tonight, he's good. He's really good. He shut down Florida State a couple weeks ago. He pitched extremely well against NC State about a month ago. So it's going to be a good challenge for us. Coach Gambino does a really good job up there at Boston College. I know his guys will be ready to play. So it's a big weekend. You know, obviously we'll be celebrating our few seniors on Saturday, as this might be their last games at Doug Kingsmore Stadium. So a big weekend for Clemson baseball.
A final one. We got about 30 seconds here. Cooper Engel, anything here, the latest with his elbow?
Yeah, he's feeling good. He hit yesterday. So I think unless something crazy happens, we'll be able to DH him tonight. So we'll get that guy back in the lineup, which is huge for us. And, you know, you'll see a mixture of probably Corbett and Taylor out in the outfield with Coop DH. And not sure where he's at throwing-wise as far as if he'll be able to catch him this weekend. Probably doubtful. But, you know, to have him back in the lineup, you know, one of your best hitters, that's a huge piece to get back for the final weekend.
Hey, my advice to you, sign more first-rounders like Will Taylor. What an athlete, man. What a competitor and what an athlete. You were everything you said. We saw it so far. We've seen it so far, and I can't wait to see him again this weekend. Coach, great luck. Let's talk next week. We'll rearrange schedules based upon ACC tournament and all that kind of stuff. I'll get in contact with you, but pulling for you like crazy this weekend. Can't wait to for the Hokies to do well, you guys to do well, and we'll talk to you guys next week for sure.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. Bradley Leacroy, Clemson baseball. We are Hokie High fans this weekend, too, as they face Duke. And so then some ACC tournament hopefully right around the corner. Should be a good one there. When we come back, we do the top five list a little earlier. We'll do the top one list. The top Clemson recruiting analyst out there, Paul Shula, TigerIllustrated.com. Clemson's got a lot of stuff going on right now. And Clemson and football recruiting. So we'll get with the best in the business from Tiger Illustrated with Paul Shrelo, and then some PGA Championship stuff.